Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching. And welcome back to, this is my first call on Wisdom Radio for a long, on Blog Talk for a long time. I have been away. We're having some challenges with our own, so anyway, welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching Radio on Wisdom Radio and the SLP Radio Network. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Tonight I want to talk about what is and what isn't. And what is we think it is never what it is. What it's really about is what it isn't. We think it isn't is what it is, because there is such a bigger world out there than we don't understand anymore. And something that I'm really starting to understand, the world is 1% physical and about 99% metaphysical. And what I mean by that is you see about such a small fraction of the world in any given time that we really don't understand what's going on. And that is where our real enterprising wit waits for us within the terra incognita. And that's the land of the unknown. And that is really what this is about, is really living in the land of the unknown and understanding your physical world is really a non-thinking world. Because everything that's going on in your real world is going on from inside yourself. And that is what this is really, really doing. And this is where we're going with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. It's about engaging yourself in your own inner wisdom and innovation. The world is waiting for the people to step forward and really, really, really let go of waiting for somebody else to do it. And that's kind of what is really happening. It isn't kind of, that is what is happening. But it's about us letting go of thinking we know what is the challenge right now. And everything we think it is, we think it's high wages, business first, people with money will take us somewhere, the trickle-down effect, and that all isn't working. That's just like in your inner self. We feel the conscious world is supposed to be leading us, and it's not. The one that isn't leading us is us. We don't have the leadership within ourselves. And that is what is, isn't, and what is, because you do encompass the leadership to take you wherever you choose to go. You do live in the preeminence of life, and the preeminence is in your heart. And something you really, really want to open up to is using words that open your eye and your chest area and all your chakras at the same time. And that will happen when you choose to engage in everything. And as you choose to engage in life, you choose to win your game of life. And that is what life is all about, is playing in the game of life right now, because that is who we are. And as we do that, life becomes more free and open to where we're at in life. Because the only one that can engage in your life is you. And we're so engaged in what is, we can't see what isn't. Because what is, isn't. And if you look at the life today, how much stuff do you really think you were right about on Tuesday, and you find out that that little premonition from within you that sounded so far-fetched was right on? How does that really, really open you up to see a new world? And that is where life is lived, is in the what is it? Because that's what is. Freedom flows when you let go and open up that terra incognita to walk through the land of the unknown, to really be free in every episode of your life. And that is what life will do for you. And that will really, really expand who you are and engage that inner self with everything in your life. You can never, ever go forward in the same mindset that you lived in today. Challenge is here to fissure the seizure of the old, moldy, old, crusty paradoxes we've grown up with. And that is what's really, really setting here right now, is everybody is so afraid in this world to move forward because they're waiting for it to be easy to come out of this economic challenge we face with an innovative awakening. The innovation out there is within all of us. But however, we're caught up in everything we've been taught by a school system that no longer serves the spiritual and the inner meaning of life. We've been taught to live in such a physical world, we've let go. And that's what the reason we're of so much disease within ourselves is we're caught up in everything and we're not moving forward in a picture-perfect way. And as you choose to move forward, you will move forward when you let go of being caught up in yesterday's battles. See, we think we have to retaliate every time something happens, but we don't. Because all we have to do is engage in listening and play with whoever we choose to be. And as you're doing that, life will move forward in a picture-perfect way. And what is, isn't? Well, here's a perfect example of what we think it is, isn't. We think taxes, we're blaming taxes in the government for our challenges, but that really isn't what it is. What it is a lack of cash flow in the private sector. It's a lack of innovation and motivation. When we outsourced all the jobs overseas, we outsourced the newness that went with the innovation and the infrastructure and the building of new buildings and equipment. See, we've outsourced all of our innovation with the jobs, but we've also outsourced our will for the personal innovation. Because it is going to take personal innovation to move this forward and really move forward and do what we do. Because life isn't about what we couldn't do. Life is about what we can do. And that's what we're going to do today, is open everybody up and let go of being stuck where we're at, because everybody is afraid. Something you never hear in the real world today is innovation. People do not talk innovation. They talk taxes, cutting taxes, lower wages. Well, when you lower wages and cut, and when you're lowering wages, you're lowering the wealth vibration of the world. And that's what we're really caught up in. And that's what is, isn't. Because high wages increase the wealth vibration within the country. The late 90s, we had, it was a manipulation. And it had nothing to do with any politics, but the private sector was making money in the late 90s. And it was the hourly workers. And that economy was the best overall economic economy. But however, it was such a manipulation, when it died, it crashed. What we have to open up to is have a steady flow of common sense, innovation, and wages gently go up as prices will go up. But however, the CEOs of the world, their wages include in that. And tonight I also want to talk about how we're afraid of our own self. That is where we're at most. We're afraid of our own ability. And that is what where the world will expand when we also do different things. And when do you feel you're really stuck in a place you've never been? Because when you're stuck in a place you've never been, you're always in a quandary of what is it is. Because when you're willing to expand through life, you're more open to experiencing life in a real, lively way. And I am Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. And what I do is open up your world through words and hypnotherapy and NLP practitioning. But we're going to give you a way to seizure some old patterns in a very simple way, but we're going to show you the old patterns and allow you to move forward. And that is what will happen when we choose to do this. It's really, really about you engaging in life. And whenever you choose to engage in life, life will engage you back. And challenging them enter your life because you haven't chosen to engage in everything within yourself. And let me ask you this, how do you fear your own abilities more than anything in life? And if you want to know how the boss or a CEO or somebody of a company, their inner workings are, look at the management team because that's a mirror of the person in the office. And today, people really only want to have people in their life that they can only, they only want people in their life that they feel comfortable with. And that is what everybody does, is they use people that they feel comfortable with. And that's how they do this. They only want to feel comfortable with people that they, that will tell them how good they are. This country is really afraid to hear the challenges we all face. They really don't want to face the challenges we all face. Because when you have to face the challenges, you really have to open up to engage in different things in your life. And a challenge is really love because that's it's a letting go and an expanding at the same time. And that's what really, really opens people out. And right now, that's what we're having in this country and in the world. We're letting go. And if you want to see how dictators end up, look in the last 5 years, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, the Middle East is actually opening up to be more receptive to a lot of things than we are. And what are we afraid of in ourselves? We're afraid of who we are. We're afraid of our own abilities because we've never been taught or been allowed to really trust our abilities. It's those who really choose to have the ability to understand that they can do things without everybody else being involved. And that is what is really happening here. Life is in the flow of the goal, when you let go of the crusty old, moldy old, and really unleash your entrepreneurial talent of who you are. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. It really, really opens you out to engage in everything you choose to do and who you choose to be, and allows you just to say what is happening in your life. Because life flows to those who let go. And that is what happens when you really choose to let go. Because when life is free, you're free. But it all stems from the inner network of who you are. And that is who it is. It's like you televise your inner self into the world, and all the thinking goes on inside you. And the outside world is a procrastinator or the perpetrator of what is going on inside you. And everything that happens out there happens to expand you and to be who you are and to move your life forward. But we're so afraid to understand we can't expand, to unleash our canonized abilities, to be free in the spree of our inner self, to shine in our core, the core, to really, really be free, to be that savant and the entrepreneur that you choose to be. You are the entrepreneur of your life, but however, there's a factor of expansion in there, and that's where the world really, really gets very, very much in a frenzy, is when they're having to expand in the moment. And that's where you expand in silence and live in the space of your thoughts and your words. Because you say the words, then they vibrate out. And that is what happens here. When you vibrate out, life becomes different in every way. And that is what happens in life, because that is the what isn't. Is what we don't understand is when we speak, think, and do everything, that's in the vibration, and it actually goes through the atmosphere through a vibration, a higher vibration than we can even understand is there. And that is what happens when we do this stuff, is we really, really move forward in a different way. But life happens when we're afraid of life. You can't be afraid of life to expand your life. And fear is not false evidence appearing real. Fear is your first form of expansion. When you feel the fear, you want to let that fear speak to you, because what it says to you is where you're going to expand in your life. And that's how life is when you choose to expand, everything else will move forward in a picture-perfect way. Nobody else can move forward unless you do, because that's where we're at. If you listen to the pundits, we're talking the same rhetoric today we were in the 80s, even the late 70s. And the first thing you hear is it's somebody else's fault. And when you hear it is somebody else's fault, you're really, really hearing something that isn't true. Because blame is being lousy at managing events and being lousy at manifesting, exalting inspirational outcomes. Because the Democrats, how do you play the Democrat-Republican game in your own life? I blame him, I blame her, I blame everything but me to move my life forward. See, life is free when we let go of being caught up in the shallowness of life. We get so caught up in being shallow, we can't move forward. And that is something else that's new. So how do you get caught up in the shallowness of life? And that is what isn't is. I mean, what isn't is. We're caught up in the shallow. We're afraid to use words that make us uncomfortable, and we refuse to see the innovation within ourselves, because that means you're going to have to let go of something that is not there. And see, we're so caught up in holding on to everything, it's almost like robbing a bank. It's almost a detrimental thing to let go of something, because it makes us feel inadequate instead of amazingly awesome. Because when you let go, you're opening out an amazing awesomeness within yourself. You almost are like the sun rising over the horizon at night. It really expands everything in life. That is what really happens when you choose to let go of everything that you've ever been caught up in. When life goes forward, life always plays in a new way. And see, we want to know this minute, the next minute. We want to know 6 years from now almost what's going to happen. And that is where our limitations is. We really want to know that what we don't know, because what is, and what isn't, isn't. What isn't is, and what isn't. What is, what we really think is, isn't. And what we really think isn't, is. Because it's like when you misplace something and all of a sudden it appears, it's that your subconscious mind was locking that out so you couldn't see it. And that is what is really happening there. When you lock it out, you'll never have it. But when you open up to have it, you're going to be free and everywhere else. Because it is the free of the spree in the front side of you. You want to open up your crown, your throat, and everything, but you really want your eyes and your chest open at the same time. And when you use words like that, you start becoming empowered in every way. And that's what my friend at Be First Inc., Tom Ski, does. He is a business-wise man that'll open out your prospering eyes to see your life in a better way. And he will enhance your business by exposing it to over 17 million people through news articles, letters, press releases, and many other things. And Tom's website at Be First Inc. is www.befirstinc.com. And Tom's email is tom@befirstinc.com. And Tom is also very connected into a lot of new corporate clients and different clients in the world. And then we have Wisdom Radio, which you're all listening to tonight. And that is also where his advertisement, and we have Wisdom TV in the making. And we also have Precious Gems Publishing with Amy Ligner and her book, Talent and Lowry 13, available on Kindle at Amazon.com. It's really an outstanding book and an easy read. Then we have Be Wisdom Publishing, where you can get your photography, your poetry, your nonfiction books published, and that's at www.be-wisdom.com. And Precious Gems Publishing is preciousgemspublishing.com. And Amy's got 20 years experience. She's an editor, ghostwriter. She's a terrific person. And I knew... also want to bring up Sherry Gillum. She does all the book covers, and she's an amazing graphic artist. And I want to thank everybody from the SOP Radio Network, And my name is Rob Wilson at Cowboy Wisdom, NLPcoaching.com. And my email is cwby@wsdm@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. And also, I really want you to expand your mind by seeing the world as an enterprising experience, because that's what this is all about, is you engaging in that enterprising wit within you. Because when you can let go of what is, you discover what isn't is. Because it really gets into intuitive innovation. Where have you always said, God, I had that idea? And I know that's been said to you, but right now the world is asking for the people to step forward because we lack the leadership, because we have no individual leadership within ourselves. And that's what we're going to do here, is engage in that inner self and really, really open up. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I deal with people moving their life forward, because when you choose to let go of that stuff within you, you really can open out the newness within yourself. And it's the new you the world is really, really choosing to experience the wisdom of. And that's what it is. So how do you overthink everything in your life? Because what is, isn't, is overthinking. And what isn't is when you listen to that intuitive self and that core heart of yours express its wisdom to you. That's when life really moves forward in a really, really, really pristine way, because it's you opening out your own world. And that's what this is all about, is you engaging in that inner self and allowing that inner self to speak and be free to see who you are and really engage in some new way that you choose to experience life. How is it you want to experience life? Can I experience, life my way because I chose to what? Just make that a blank. What did you choose to engage in? And that is what you really, really did. And that's how you opened everything out, because you chose to engage in that inner wise of who you are. And with B Wisdom Publishing, Precious Gems, Be First Inc., All Tied Up Productions, and everything we have, Wisdom Radio, Wisdom TV, we're engaging the world in an expansion of wealth and success through innovative innovation. And it's your innovative innovation we're talking about. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will do, is we will engage you in that inner self and that inner sage and really allow you to move forward today and every day in a picture-perfect way. It's when you let go to be in the flow of the go, to unleash that galvanizing genius to expand who you are, you energize the world into a higher vibration of wealth and success. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom LP Coaching at www.cowboy-wisdom.com, and I want to thank you and good night.